From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Despite whiteout conditions, Lonnie Dupree was able to reach 15,200 feet from 14,200 feet Thursday. There, he left a backpack with everything he will need for his 17,200-foot camp and beyond. Because of the whiteout, he marked his path with wands on ascent, and because he had to return to 14,002 before making the final push up to 17,200. The forecast for Friday was 50-50 for traveling. The temperature with wind chill was projected to be minus 45 degrees. Well, as the month winds down, Lonnie Dupree is in a position to make the assault on the summit of Alaska's Mount McKinley. The Grand Marais adventurer is making his third attempt to become the first person to climb the 20,320-foot peak. That's North America's highest mountain, solo and in January. The 17,200-foot camp is the last before he attempts the summit. All those antibacterial soaps we use are washing into Minnesota's lakes and rivers, where they're building up as toxins. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reported on the University of Minnesota study this week. Levels of triclosan, the active ingredient in a range of household products ranging from soap to cosmetics, have increased in rivers and ponds as people have increased use of it over the past several decades. The study was made public this week and published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. According to William Arnold, a civil engineer professor at the University of Minnesota's College of Science and Engineering and the author of the study, quote, "The big significance is that it's common household product that's being found well beyond its point of use, the home." He said the effects of triclosan and its derivatives on water ecology aren't fully understood, although triclosan kills algae and can work its way up the food chain like other pollutants. In 2000, the American Medical Association concluded there's little evidence to support the use of antimicrobials in consumer products, such as topical hand lotions and soaps, since there's no more effective at killing germs than washing with plain old soap. Arnold and a team of graduate students took core samples of sediments in 8 Minnesota bodies of water, including Lake Shagwa in Ely, the Duluth Harbor, as well as a Lake Superior site several miles offshore. Samples were also taken from Little Wilson Lake, which is in the Superior National Forest, and it was used as the control for the group. It receives no wastewater and contains no triclosan. All the other bodies of water receive directly or indirectly treated outflow from sewage treatment plants. All contain triclosan. The omnibus hearing for a 36-year-old man facing a number of felony charges alleging sexual conduct with 3 young girls under age 13 has been continued. Assistant Cook County Attorney Molly Hicken and Defense Attorney John Lind agreed to the continuance Wednesday afternoon for Joel Ray Allard of Grand Portage. During the 10-minute hearing before 6th District Judge Michael Cuzzo, it was disclosed that the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are also investigating charges against Allard. Hicken told the court that federal law enforcement is now involved in the case, which her office began investigating last year. She said the FBI's investigating agent believes a federal grand jury will vote on indictment for Allard within the next few weeks. A federal indictment would take precedence in the case, although Hicken said the state would continue its case once the federal case is resolved. She requested that Allard remain in county custody unless the federal system gets involved. She also asked that the omnibus hearing be continued for 6 weeks to give federal officials time to act. Linda said that his client was waiving his request for a speedy hearing. He said that if Cook County intends to actively prosecute the case, that the proper discovery process should continue. Hicken said that she will be meeting with FBI agents at the end of January. She also said she expects to be contacted shortly by the U.S. attorney. Judge Cuzzo set the continuation of the omnibus hearing for Wednesday, March 5th. International activist hacker group Anonymous has targeted Thunder Bay police, claiming the local force is not taking crimes against Aboriginal women seriously. In a video posted to YouTube under the name Anonymous News Canada, masked individuals with disguised voices say the group is launching Operation Thunderbird aimed at politicians and police forces across Canada. Thunder Bay police are specifically called out over their investigation into the alleged abduction and sexual assault of an Aboriginal woman late last month. The video claims police are not taking the case seriously and gives them a deadline of January 28th to take the investigation into the matter seriously, or the group will release what it claims is embarrassing information about the local force. Thunder Bay police say they are aware of the video. Governor Mark Dayton says there's no government money right now to build high-speed rail lines in Minnesota. Speaking at the Minnesota Newspaper Association annual conference on Thursday, Dayton cast doubt on taxpayer dollars being available anytime soon for high-speed rail. Dayton noted that the proposed Northern Lights Express linking Duluth and the Twin Cities was not in his construction proposal last year. He also spoke of a proposed high-speed rail line linking Rochester and the Twin Cities that could bring patients quickly to Mayo Clinic. But while calling the high-speed rail proposals good ideas, the Democratic governor says the state and the federal government don't have the money right now. It's unclear which projects Dayton will back until he releases his scaled-down construction bill in March. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.